Shmuel Beis, Perech of Dalad, Pasuk Yud Zayin. So the destruction has been arrested. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has demonstrated to David HaMelech how he stumbled. But now, by stopping the Malach from his destruction, Hashem is giving David a chance to repair the situation, to remedy what was his fault, to offer tfilos, to offer sacrifices. And we're going to see again, for the last time in Sefer Shmuel, the level of tshuva that is always done by David HaMelech, an unbelievable role model, unlike other religions where they always cloak their holy figures in sainthood and say they never did anything wrong. We see David stumble again and again and again. Seven times the righteous man stumbles. We saw in Koheles. In Tehillim, I'm sorry. And yet he always gets up and does tshuva. Vayomer David el Hashem bir oso es hamalach hamakev ha'om. So David said to Hashem when he saw the destroying angel who had struck the people, Vayomer, David said, Hine anochi chatasi b'anochi ha'evesi. Behold, I have sinned. I have acted perversely. Ha'evesi, I have strayed. Ve'ele hatzon me'asu. But these sheep, what have they done? So who are the sheep? So that is David's reference to his flock, the people of Klal Yisrael. Remember, David started out as a devoted shepherd. And when he first met Shaul, he said, your servant kept his father's sheep. And that's when he fought against the lion and the bear that came to kill the sheep. When David was made king, he was told, you will shepherd my people Yisrael. You'll be a ro'eh. And even the phrase nagid, prince, can refer to being a shepherd. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about how he was following the sheep and then he became the nagid. So he calls the people sheep, the sheeple, but not in a way of saying that they're blindly obedient or dumb animals. He's saying that they are his flock and he must care for them. Tihi nad yadcha bi uvevesavi. I beg you, na, please, set your hand against me and against my father's house, rather than against the innocent son that I am bound to care for. So any makah, this dever, if it's got to pick up again, if there's a variant coming from Africa or from Britain, send it against me and my household, not against the rest of the Jewish people. Unlike Shaul, in the deepest way, because Shaul blamed the people when Shmuel took him to task. Back when he let Agag live, he said, it was the people who made me do it. David does the exact opposite, and he stands in front of the people to shield them and save them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, in the Medrash, they explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised the Avos that the offspring would be as many as the stars in the sky and the grains of sand on the beach. And despite this, David counted them, and Hashem said to him, I gave my word to increase descendants, and you're nullifying it. So because of you, the tzon are being given over to be shechted. 70,000 die in no time at all. And so David tore his clothes and pleaded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness. And, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, as he always does to his Eved David, when this happens. Yilches vayavo God el David vayom ahu. And so the Navi God came to David on that day, vayomer lo, and he said to him, Alei. Hakem LaHashem Mizbeach Begoren Arab No HaYavusi. Erect for Hashem an altar on the threshing floor of Arab No HaYavusi. Yotes Vayal David Kidvar God Kasher Tziva Hashem. And so David went up, which is interesting because the threshing floor is usually lower. But David went up and he did as God had told him, just as Hashem had commanded. So this is on Har HaMoriah, the site where Adam had built a Mizbeach to sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. the site where Noach, according to tradition, had built the Mizbeach and sacrificed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the site where the great Mizbeach, where Yitzchak Avinu experienced the Akedah, where Avraham built the Mizbeach and bound Yitzchak there. So this is a tremendously important spot in world history and Jewish history. Now, Aradna's threshing floor was originally in a valley, and the Medrash says that David, who had Yiras Hashem, said the Shechina shouldn't be in a low place in a valley, it should be in a high place. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned the valley into a mountain, says the Medrash. And there must be a lesson to that, because after all, Har HaMoriah in Sefer Bereishis is a har. It's always called a mountain. And Yerushalayim is the city of seven mountains, so it's may not be literal in that sense. Maybe under Aradna it was a low place. It was owned by somebody not Jewish, somebody who's not directly in Eved Hashem at the time. To become a high place, David HaMelech has to be involved. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai connects this, and the man always points out Rav Shimon Bar Yochai lived in the Dor right after the destruction, the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So for him, this was even more of a deep feeling, of a deep expression. He says that those who fell in the time of David died because they never expressed their desire to build the Beis HaMikdash. Three mitzvos, very famous in Sefer Dvarim, that we were supposed to do in sequence. We were supposed to destroy Amalek, we were supposed to build the Beis HaMikdash, and we were supposed to enthrone a king. We had enthroned the king. We had fought against Amalek. Where was the eagerness to build a Beis HaMikdash? And a lot of people had failed to actually step up to the plate on that one. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message, go up and build an altar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a message, go build that Beis HaMikdash. That's what was missing. That's what I need from you. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to the people of his generation, if people who never had the Beis HaMikdash and were not responsible later on for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't their responsibility, but they were punished for not demanding that it be built. Alachas kama v'kama, our generation who did have the Beis HaMikdash, who are responsible for the Churban and for it being destroyed, who fail to show the right grief and mourning over the Churban Beis HaMikdash, what do we deserve? If they were punished for not building it in the first place, how much more would we deserve punishment? So that's why Chazal instituted the tefillah, Machazir Shechinaso L'Tzion, that we say every single day, multiple times. Because we are incumbent upon us, as those who lost the Beis HaMikdash, to find a way to see that it be brought back. And Zechus HaYagin Aleinu, that should be a great message, and hopefully maybe a great chance that that should happen in our time as well.